Ullukbhatta. Ullukbhatta's Tita is very...
Ulluk?
Kudluk.
Kudluk.
Oh. K. Kudlukbhatta. He has written a... comprehensive commentary to Manishapika. And he mentions, he raises this question, saying that all duties, according to him, the Brahmagyan, that is the highest dharma, a duty, to know about the supreme, about the highest, the biggest, that is the highest conception of our duty. In other words, it may be thought that we must know the whole and our relation with the whole. We must know the absolute. Absolute must be taken in diagnosis and thinking out what should be our duty. Who am I? Where am I? That also must be taken into consideration, because we can have a real conception of our duty. Duty to whom? Duty to the next neighbor. That is not all. The duty must be extended to the highest quarter in relation with the highest conception of things. So from the beginning is from here, from the beginning of the creation, in this way. So, the Krishna conception, dharma, in the question of duty, Krishna conception has to come. And that is the absolute form of duty. Absolute nature of duty must have relation with the absolute. Cannot but be. And the direct relationship with him, and so closer connection with him, that is very laudable and helpful and desirable also. And Mahaprabhu from Bhagavatam gives us the conception of a family life with the Lord. The family life. This is the peculiar and extraordinary conception of really of Gaudiya Vaishnava. That we can live with him as a family man. Family. Gehum Yusham. It is not a matter of understanding and meditation. Nor we shall try to exact from him our nearest desirable things. Call me, whatever I want, my whimsical mind, whatever it needs, we want the help of the Supreme to back that. That is karmakanda. I want something and I want the help of the Supreme in that search, in that quest, furnishing me with the object of my enjoyment, exploitation. I invite his goodwill, That is karma. And again, I want to know him. Where is he? What is he? What is his nature? All these things to know. That is jnana and yoga. They are satisfied with the distant vision. But the devotees, and especially the devotees of the Ramanuja type, that Madhyala Marga, one to worship, adore, show therefore reverence to the dignified position of the Lord of the whole infinite world. How can we hope to approach very closely to Him? But Bhagavatam has showed another phase of our life, that there is possibility, that there is a plane, and if we can find out our own identification with that plane, our relationship with that plane, in that plane if we can move, then we can go straight towards His personal, towards His enjoying, towards His loving aspect, Raghumarga, the plane of love. If it is possible to dive deep, eliminating all of our external encasement with the help of the innermost existence, you can dive deep and reach the plane and the flow of love. With the help of that, we can approach him in the particular service, and that is as if in the form of a family duty, giving, taking freely, so freely it is to have Him, it is possible. And the gopis, they strictly stick up to that. We are not ganis that will be satisfied with abstract thinking of you, nor we are kurmi that we are, when we are in danger, we shall pray for your help and you will come and rescue us. We are not of that type. Nothing but our this sort of prayer. We want Vrindavan, we want such paraphernalia, and we want you as our family master. And nothing less than that, we want to be satisfied. And be graceful to grant us that life. Geham yusham apimanasuriyat sadano. We may be very low, but you are so high. You are so great. You are so noble. We are lowest of the low, but you are noblest of the noble. So it may be possible. You are poorest of the poor. We are half civilized jungle class of men. But you can do anything and everything. Our hankering is this, that we want to live with in a family manner. And nothing less than that can satisfy us. Gehum jusha mumimana suryatna. Concrete transaction. Transaction of giving and taking, very thick and thin way, so close contact. If it is possible. And the devotee, kormi bhaparitu harit priyataya bhaktin jajur jnana, sped bhag jnana vimukta bhakti parama premai kanishthasthata. And the premai kanishtha Uddhava, he says that asamahu charana renu yusamahamsam. How to measure that this is the standard given by the Bhagavatam. How the nearness and dearness of the Lord is flowing, in what way? Step by step going up, the Uddhava stands as staircase. Krishna himself, he pronounces this slok. From Brahma to Shiva, Sankarsan, Sri, myself more than you, Uddhava. And that Uddhava says, I want to be, to have the feedback of those times. In this way, it can be measured by so many staircases. It is proved that where is that position? And Bhagavatam, we get it. And the Mahaprabhu has given, through his disciples, they have given in details how it is possible. That Gyan Sunna Bhakti is above, this Gyan Bhakti. How Gyan Sunna Bhakti? Why Gyan Sunna Bhakti? Like oxymoron or something, Virudh Halankar. Gyan Sunna Bhakti, what is this? When I came to read this from Ramananda Sangvat, when Gyanamishra Bhakti, eva badhyo age kahava. Gyanasunna Bhakti, eva hoy age kahava. Just a club on my head. What is this? Revolutionary. The most revolutionary remark. The Gyan, the knowledge goes to hell. What is this? What higher thing can be there that the knowledge, my pavitra, Ganina Sadhisham Pavitra Vinha Vidyate. Nothing is so pure as knowledge in the universe. Nothing is so pure as knowledge in comparison, of course, with this matter.
Yes.
Knowledge is the purest thing ever found in the world. And that is being trampled down underfoot. Gyana Sunna Bhakti. Summarily dismissed Gyan. That I shall know, that I can know, that I am such a proud, that I can know the infinite. But it is a false attempt, wild goose chasing. That is suicidal to you. It is impossible that finite can know infinite. So stop it, this mania. That you would be able to know everything. Being a point, you would be able to measure the whole infinite knowledge. This is nothing but mania. You will be subject and the whole infinite that will be object in you. It is mania. Give it up. Come to the concrete reality. What is that? You have got your place. You take such a pose. Infinite can do anything and everything. He can come to you. Take such a method. Accept such a method, draw him to you as your own. He can do anything and everything. He can come so close to you, in any position you are, he can come there. So give up this vanity of knowing, in your attempt to know, to finish him, to imprison him in your self, this modest self. Of knowing faculty. Give up. And come to the plane where you have nothing doing now, the negativity and the positive will come to embrace you. The infinite can come to you. He is infinite. He can do anything and everything for you. So take that plane. You have put your application in that department. And you will be blessed. Your heart will be fulfilled. Your thirst will be quenched. That plane of love, and that love also, not calculating love. Affection not calculating, without calculation. The automatic stage. You have to surrender yourself to a certain extent. Your faith should be so much increased that you will have entrance in the automatic wave. And there, in yoga maya, with everything. Your affinity about religion, non-religion, society, guardian, everything disappears. And then now, only Krishna. Krishna is everything. He is all in all. If there be anything that is wholly dependent on him, he is the sole proprietor, master. dealer, giver. I have got no other, no other alternative to sue for my purpose. Wholesale, that is necessary. And you are to gain, get your benefit, highest benefit from that stage of mind, of your self. That sort of posing will bring for you your highest desirability. That was given by Mahaprabhu. And Devarshi Narada gave so much stress on that, he gave stricture to Vasudeva. What have you done? What have you done in the name of religious acharya? You have committed rather treachery to them. Dharma Kirtini Sabhava was Mahan Vyatikram. You misdirection. You have misdirected them. You have cheated them as a traitor. What have you recommended in the name of religion and the name of your devotion or in your duty? What is that? The very slight connection of that higher truth that can suffice inundate the whole. And if that is absent, the whole world, the prosperity given, that is all dead matter. That will be a rotten thing. The carcass, the shop. So, what have you given? Tadvag Vishav Guru Janatadhi Prabhu. Jasmin Pati Shlokam Abadhavattavi. Namananantasya Jasankitananijat. Vinanti Rayanti Sinanti Jisar Sadhava. Something like that. Najaj Bhattas Chitta Padam Harir Jasa Jagat Pavitram Nagrinita Kalichit Tad Vayasam Tirtha Musanti Manasa Najat Hanasa Niramanta Sikhaya. Without that, everything is nothing. And with him, so many nasty things, they are also maybe utilized. In our consideration, is very bad. That also may be utilized. Such a thing is he. And without him, whatever you did, that is only a manner of deception to the outside and nothing else. The reality is he, all sand. That should be the purpose of all your dealings. Talking, hearing, living, eating, everything. Must have some tinge, some color, some recollection, some sort of relation with that object. Katavai Dashta.
Nota.
Gaur Hari Bol.
Papi Maharaj, he had earlier told me once, he was relating a story about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that at later stage he started handling money and giving out money as if it was the family of Radharani. And that was the highest concept.
In Puri, we were a month or 2 months ago of his departure. He is handling money in Puri, that Purushottam Math on Nampi, Chattopadma. Then his bungalow.
Yes.
And I was told, there was some anomaly in my mind that he is talking with me, or with us, having discourse of such a higher type, and some money question came. It seemed to be disturbing in us. But I was told that that is the duty of Radha Rani. And before this, for some time, Prabhupada used to, he liked to use this word, the majordomo.
Majordomo.
Radha Rani as majordomo. We heard from his mouth many a time that Radha Rani is the majordomo. Majordomo. The leader of the household affairs of Krishna. Of Krishna. Majordomo. So she is responsible to look after the whole family of Krishna. It is her responsibility. Her responsibility to look after it. And Prabhupada, from the beginning I heard from him in the mat that whatever is necessary here, I should have done everything, but I can't do. So they have come very kindly to assist me. But it is my responsibility. From the sweeping, cooking, distributing everything, it is my duty as a family of Mahaprabhu Krishna. So I should attend everything, but I can't, I am a limited person. I am a person with limitation, I can't do this all. So they have, Krishna has sent them to help me. From the beginning, many a time, I heard from this from him. And lastly, it was reminded that Major Jomo, he used to say that it is the duty, his responsibility to look after every affair. So, only to have discourse, to advise to disciples, that is a part of his duty, not the whole thing. The scholarly delivery of the lectures, that is not the be-all and end-all in the life of an acharya. Because Gansunna Bhakti, the service of that type, that is the main object of life. In my young age, I was very much so much indifferent to the ladies, rather some with some hateful attitude. Generally in the Shastra, the Shudra and the Stri, they have been given lower position. And in the family of Smarto, I had that sort of knowledge. And anyhow, not only indifferent, but with something of content. But when I was from 5 to 8, I was educated in a pathshala in my mother's house. At that time, one of my aunt, mother's elder sister, she was a widow. I was a widow from childhood, in a young age, without issue. She looked after me. And then when grown up, I have already come to my own house and the school education, then college education. I have gone to visit that maternal uncle's house. And that aunt, she remarked my that nature. And suddenly he came with this remark, don't despise the ladies, the females, because they are of the same rank with Lakshmiji herself, that she is marked. Suddenly, I did not expect such a remark, but anyhow, he detected my attitude, and she detected, and it came to say to me, that don't despise them. They are the jati, Lakshmi jati, they are of the same rank with the Lakshmi Devi. suddenly that came, and that changed my, created a change in my mind. That weakness may be in me, but why should I look hatefully to the external atmosphere, environment? Then gradually, Radharani, that is our highest goal, she has accepted. Gurudev has given that direction. Our highest feet, fortune, is entangled with the feet dust of that lady type of service. That is the highest type of service. Anyhow, by the grace of Mahaprabhu, then perhaps I got a certain connection with Mahaprabhu in my college life when a fourth year student. And some such occasion, it came a great disappointment about the worldly achievement. And when I was in fire at that time, suddenly some book about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Omiyoni Mahaprabhu, came to me. And I devoured that whole grace of Mahaprabhu came and took me, drew me towards this world. Then that Bhagavatam, of course Bhagavatam was in our house, the Pandit family. So the Puran, the Bhagavata, the Gita, Mahabharata, all these cultures with the Chandi and the Shakta Shastras also, that was the cultivation, discussion about them was invoked there. But anyhow, when I was 23, then Mahaprabhu entered my he gave the feet dust on my head, and I just down towards this. Before that, some attraction in Ramchandra. I had Ramchandra, towards Ramchandra, not Krishna. But Krishna, attraction for Krishna came through Mahaprabhu and the Gita. Through Gita, I had some attraction for Gita. And Bhagavatam also, I considered in my childhood, see how something mystic, a mystic book, Bhagavatam. And Gita, I was quite at home to read in Bhagavad Gita, when reading Bhagavad Gita. But when Mahaprabhu entered my heart, there was a diabolical change. Took me. And from that time, that mystic, the highest mystic personality of Radharani, through Mahaprabhu, that captured me. Hare Krishna, Gauri, Gauri. These things are not to be. After he spoke, Hare Krishna, Gauri, Gauri, Gauri. Let them be graceful of me, destiny, so any moment I may be cast anywhere. To the hell. Gauri, 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 মোর নাম দেই শুনে তার পুণ্য ক্ষয়, মোর নাম দেই ধয় তার পাপ হয়। হাউ হিউমিলিটি, দ্য স্ট্যান্ডার্ড অফ হিউমিলিটি হ্যাজ বিন শোন টু আস, ইট ক্যান রিচ টু হোয়াট স্ট্যান্ডার্ড। পুরী শির কি চৈতি কবিরাজ গোস্বামী, দি গিভার অফ দি গ্রেটেস্ট book, Grantha, in the world, Chaitanya Charitamrita. According to my consideration, that the greatest, noblest, highest book in the whole of the world, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the giver of that book, he is describing his position. Who am I? And now, how I had been improved to a particular, to the most desirable position, I can't refuse, can't deny, because then I should be a traitor to my Guruji. Gurudev, His grace demands it properly to say that I have got something. I can't say that I have not got anything. I have got something. And that is only by the grace of my Guru, Nityananda Prabhu. But out of the consideration of that grace, what is my position? My position is so mean, so low, so mean. I was. So, the world, from any position, wherever you are, if you come to catch the link, you may attain the highest, highest object of your life, the highest fulfillment you can get. I stand the witness to that. In this way, Kaviraj Goswami is encouraging us that from the lowest we can go so high, so high. And that is the peculiar qualification of the grace of Chaitanya. Anyhow, come and join. This is the call of Nityananda. Whoever you are, does not matter. But only accept this medicine. And we will go out. This is Brahma, Shiva, and etc. Call it. Laulla matta mulla mekalam. Come to Gauranga. Come to Gauranga. And at once you will be purified to such an extent that you will be fit in the service of Krishna in Vrindavan. Okay?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Jai Gauranga. Chaudhari Bodh. Jai Gauranga. Nidai Gaudhari Bo, 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 Nidai Gaudhari Bo.
Maharaj, he was saying that that acharya or personality who is bringing or offering the Madhujya concept and Leela of Sri Krishna,
yes,
is even on a higher platform than the Paramatma feature of the Lord.
Paramatma?
Yes.
Certainly.
I want to understand.
Paramatma conception is very meager thing.
Is it that the outside manifestation of Paramatma, which is the Guru, which is a Shambhanda Guru, leads up to Baladev?
Guru may be higher and higher, though in the line of potency, but he can give higher things.
Yes, but initially he is the Shambhanda Gyan, he is a representative of the Shambhanda Gyan.
Nothing to do with Paramatma. The yogis are not concerned with Paramatma. There is direct recruitment through his agent. From any position, according to Sukriti, the representative of Krishna, the agent, comes and he may take him direct towards Vrindavan without going to Paramatma, to Vasudev conception, to Narayana conception. He may be recruited in a different way. It is not necessary that he will have to pass through by this Paramatma, the Karanatma, all these things, he will be taken so quickly, though these planes will be crossed, but he unconsciously he may pass away through them, through those stages. Those stages of our thought should be passed away, we must pass through, but unconsciously also we may be taken quickly without touching in those stations, special train. A special train without touching those stations. But still in Brihad Bhagavatam to Sanatana Goswami has shown how a devotee is passing through different stations, touching this station, then another station, then another station, to prove that this is higher than that, this is higher than that. To prove that, he has stopped in different stations and taking Gopakumar to the highest position. But without touching in those stations also, one can go direct. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Chaitanya Sikshamatam, the Kanishthadikari, if fortunately comes in touch of Uttamadhikari, very easily he may pass through Madhyamadhikari, which is very dangerous as well as very argumentative. Madhyamadhikari argument not in the Kanishthadhikari nor in the Uttamadhikari, but in Madhyamadhikari so many that vichar, this is good, this is bad, this is higher, this is lower. All this within the jurisdiction of Madhyamadhikari. And that is dangerous. Sometimes a Madhyamadhikari coming in contact with a greater demonic argumentative man, he may come down. But Kanishthadhikari, if he comes fortunately in direct connection with Uttamadhikari, unconsciously he may pass through Madhyamadhikari into Uttamadhikari. It is possible. Ruchi. That if a ruchi, a taste, real taste, is created, then no phase of argument can take us away. If the ruchi is there. The Kanishthadhikari, he may attain that ruchi, is the real taste, pure taste for the thing. Then the Gyanadhikari, whether this is good, how that is bad, how that is good, this can be eliminated. This sphere can be eliminated. And from the lowest position, if he attains the ruchi, through that he can enter into the land of the love. Without caring for the stage of argument. This is good, this is bad, this is that, all these things. Jnani prayasamudapati. নমন্তরি জীবন্তি সন্ন্যাসরিতাঙ্গ আরে আজকে এখানে দেয় নেই আয়তা
নয়
আজকে ওই দিক থেকে হাওয়া আসছে খুব গৌর ধরি বৌল গৌর ধরি বৌল গৌর ধরি বৌল গৌর ধরি বৌল হ্যাঁ দেখো ওইদিকে আজকে তো জয়ন্তী দেয় নেই ওইসব ওই ঢাকাগুলো ওই পর্দা পর্দা গুলো হ্যাঁ তাতে হাওয়া আসছে বন্ধ ওই তারের উপর দিয়ে দিল নিজাই গৌর হরি বৌ নিজাই গৌর হরি বৌ নিজাই গৌর হরি বৌ
If a person enters Vrindavan, can he again become conditioned?
No. from that stage, then can come back. Sometimes it may seem, but that is only apparent, that is a part of Leela, no deviation proper. It's possible from that position. A different plan might have been shown like that, but that is a part of Leela, play. In some plan it is mentioned that perhaps Subal or Sridhar and Radharani casting cards to one another for some trouble, and they had to come down to this world in this way or that way. But that is part of Leela. That is not a real fall from that plane. Jadgatta no nivartanti tadhama paramang mama. Once attained, none is cast off, cast down, thrown down from that plane. Jadgatta no nivartanti abhamma bhuvana loka punaravartini arjuna mamu pektati kaunteya punarjanmana vidyati. Then jadgatta no nivartanti tadham. That incurring current, the current automatically carrying towards the center, the land of incurring current, and the outcurring current is this here, the land of misunderstanding. Yadgatta no nivartanti tadhamo paramang mama. How sweet, the assurance, very sweet. This tadhamo paramang mama. That is my sweet land, sweet plane, no treachery of pushing one's back, pushing down, no such injustice. That is all finished. The possibility of injustice is banished from there. And the more we approach, the more justice, mixed into mercy. Justice also vanishes, making presentation as to mercy, land of mercy. Sneha, daya, maya, mamata, love, prem. What is very lowest, that also seems to be very, very good. Kana chile padda lochan, that is a verse in Bengal. To mother, blind son seems to be like a lotus-eyed son. That is the affection. Affection shows us like that. The land of affection, everything is shown in its bright aspect, attitude. The bright side, mix of everything there. Hare Krishna, there is such a land. There is such a land, that is our hope. That is Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. All of us, we must aspire of such side, of such side, to live on, to live in. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Kalki, yesterday Maharaj, we were coming on the train, so there was one singer, I think he was a Baul. So he came to our compartment, and he was singing one song, and he was saying, Bhakti Vina, Payana Shedham. So that was very, very, and he was a good singer also, very nice voice. And Ramanari Prabhu gave him some money also. So it was very appealing. Bhakti Vina, Payana Shedham.
bhaktam ekaya grajyam. Bhakti alone can give you that position. Bhaktam ekaya. Ekaya bhakta. Kibolaya bhakta. But what is the real nature of that bhakti?
Yes.
That I want to ask you, Mahasaya Bhaiwood.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. Nihai?
Yes.
Gaur Sandha asked me, hey, you can't do it.